Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything pop culture. I'm Jace. Alexis is off today. Dawn and Kenny are here on this Friday, April 9th. About 12 minutes ago, Buckingham Palace lowered their flags and made the following announcement. Quote, it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Further announcements will be made in due course. The royal family joined with people around the world in mourning his loss. And then ABC went to their correspondent live in London. Let's listen to this and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Hi, George. Good morning. Yeah, just behind me, that flag was lowered to half staff just moments ago. The palace releasing that statement with their deep sorrow. And George, standing here, it really does. It feels like the end of an era here in Britain, around the Commonwealth and the country. After decades with the Queen standing by her side, the two of them together shaping what the country and the Commonwealth would look like today. The palace, as you just read, confirmed again moments ago that Philip passed away. He's 99, just 2 months shy of his 100th birthday. Now, we did learn he was able to spend his final days at home in Windsor Castle with the Queen by his side. That's where he's been for about the last 3 weeks or so after being released from the hospital where he was staying for a month undergoing a heart procedure as well as other medical care. Now, again, the country is mourning, asking what we are going to do next. You know, normally a royal funeral would be something that's commemorated widely throughout the country, throughout the UK. But this one, George, it's going to look a little bit different. We're still waiting for details, but, you know, due to coronavirus restrictions, the country here in the UK is still under a strict lockdown. Things will definitely look a little smaller. But George, certainly, whatever the size of these celebrations of his life, Prince Philip will be remembered. The legacy will be remembered because, wow, George, what a life he led. 99 years, and all of them were full. More than 2,000 solo engagements, 20,000 solo engagements, more than 2,000 visits in the UK and overseas. I mean, he packed so much life into his 99 years, shaping what the UK would look like today, shaping again what the Commonwealth would look like today. So a legacy that will be remembered. And of course, also looking to the Queen during this time, they were side by side together as they led this country. And George, I think of her right now because this is the first time today in this moment that she is going to be leading the country without her partner by her side.
Yeah, on a human level, I was thinking about the Queen of like, what is that like? Even at her age, to face her remaining years, God willing, without the man that's been by her side all of these years. It's just amazing to think about. It's, I don't know.
I wonder if, you know, when he was released from the hospital, everybody was thinking, oh, okay, he's better. I wonder if they knew he didn't have much time left and they said, there's nothing we can do about X, Y, and Z. And he just chose to come home and they didn't tell anyone that because, of course, they would keep that private. Because it sounds like since he was in the hospital, if there was an issue, he would just go back to the hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he chose to be at home, I think she said.
Right.
So maybe they've known for 3 weeks that things, you know, he might just have a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
That's not a bad assumption. That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
But just, I mean, the reporter was right. Just think about his life, what he has seen, the decades, what he's experienced. I mean, you know, a lot of audiences, a lot of people are getting a taste of Prince Philip via, you know, the fictional dramatized account on The Crown. Even if 15% of The Crown is right, which is how a lot of folks are, like I said, ingesting his history. My goodness, what a life. What a life he's led. And what a mark he has left on the monarchy. I think I saw as I was quickly going through things, I think he registers as the longest serving, I think they call it stalwart, but the longest serving partner ever in a monarch. So right there, it's just incredible. Just amazing.
How old is the Queen? Is she 94?
Let's see here.
95, something I could easily Google.
How old is the Queen? 94.
Okay, 94.
Yeah. So 94 years old. Just, it's just amazing. Oh. It's just, I turned around. It was one of those things where Kenny texted and then I turned and I saw the big breaking news banner. And anytime news departments use the color red, you know, it's a serious moment.
Right.
Yeah. Ah, anyway, 99 years old. You kind of knew that last, Dawn, as you said, the last hospital visit, it seemed to be a little different, you know, especially when you're 99.
Yeah.
He didn't look in the best of shape. And you kind of got the sense that this particular, he's been in the hospital before, he's fallen, he's, you know, but this one just felt a little different. So
it did. And I noticed that he was not looking great. I mean, can you look great when you're 98 years old, 99?
Yeah.
But whenever he had that car accident, because he was still driving, you know, at age 99 or whenever that accident happened, and whenever they were sort of, you know, taking him from just to check him out from the hospital and there were photos of him, I was like, oh my gosh, he is...
On the flip side, it's easy to forget because, you know, right now we only think of him as the older gentleman, but Prince Philip was a great looking guy and a ladies man. I mean, he was considered kind of like a Tom Cruise and I'm looking at younger photos of him right now. And it's funny to think because in my whole life, I feel like I'm 46. So he's been older my entire life, I feel like. So but looking back at younger pictures of him, he was a good looking man and had a personality. I was watching Mark Strassman, who's CBS's London based reporter, has been for a while, and said, you know, the thing about Prince Philip was, he was very politically incorrect and didn't care. Mark said there are great recordings of him just going at it with the press. Because back in the day, you know, the microphones would always roll and people didn't care. The prince didn't care.
Sure.
And he was spicy. There's a word. He was spicy. And Prince Philip, 99 years old. A little bit later in the broadcast, we'll look back at more moments, how he helped shape the monarchy and more. But right now, when we come back, switching gears for a little while on this Friday, a little delayed. Hey, good looking. What you been cooking? Dawn has Jimmy Dean news. I just wanted to say that sentence. Yeah. I literally just wanted to say that sentence. That and more when we return.